this is a situation that is really unnerving for a lot of people who are thinking about it. When people are in nursing homes or retirement homes, we certainly expect them to be well looked after, especially in an emergency, and obviously the system failed in this case. The calling an ambulance and then waiting for 3 hours and not doing anything about that during those 3 hours strikes me as unnecessary. You hear some of the EMS people saying, well, they're understaffed and so on, but their ambulances were actually diverted over that three-hour period, and it just strikes me as awful that the administrators at the home did not do anything to intervene all through those 3 hours. So what was going on?
So what's this point out in terms of where the system needs to be improved?
Well, it first of all shows a lot of incompetence. There could be other issues. I mean, the woman herself might have, wanted to say, look, don't trouble, it's not serious, and not really understanding her own situation. But when we're dealing with people in a position of responsibility in this case, I mean, after all, a person is in a retirement home or a nursing home not because they love it there, it's because they need assistance, especially in times of an emergency. So in this circumstance, something went wrong and they need to examine their protocols to ask yourself, first of all, why should anybody wait 3 hours? Because you should only be calling an ambulance if it is an emergency. And what we should do about it in the future so that no one else has to die waiting for an ambulance.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that we should be careful of people saying that this is just an issue of human resources, and they're politicizing this by saying it's due to the cuts, whereas I think that there is a need to examine the protocols in this case to make sure that no matter how many more people we have allocated to ambulance services, that this kind of thing never happens. And I think that we need to see some kind of response both from the nursing home or a retirement home and the emergency services telling us what actually went wrong here.